With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vice President Vance has returned to Capitol Hill to cast a tie-breaking vote, if needed, to get the huge spending and tax cut bill across the finish line. Senators worked through the night again, crafting their version of a bill, hoping that Congress can get a final version to President Trump by his July 4th deadline. GOP Senator Tom Cotton is bullish on the bill.
It will be the largest tax cut in American history for working Americans. It's going to help rebuild our military, secure our border, unleash American energy production, and so much more. And the Democrats are consistently voting against every one of those things.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. We are learning more about the gunman who ambushed firefighters in Idaho.
Authorities say the man who shot and killed two firefighters shot the firefighters after they asked him to move his vehicle. The shooter also critically wounded a third firefighter during a barrage of gunfire that lasted for hours. The firefighters had raced to battle a blaze at Canfield Mountain in Idaho, which was intentionally set by the shooter. Authorities also say it appears the shooter then killed himself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The victim's family say Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students in 2022 as part of a deal with prosecutors to avoid a death sentence. A change of plea hearing set for tomorrow. Some of the victim's relatives express relief at not having to go through a trial, while others criticize the reported plea deal. Garbage collectors, among those on strike in Philadelphia, city workers strike. And in the midst of the heat and humidity, the summer, you know what that means. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. This is SRN News. New poll examines the influence of fathers.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that boys who have good relationships with their dads have better family life in adulthood. 65% of men who got along with their fathers say they are satisfied in their married life, compared to 58% of men who had a negative relationship with dad. Men who got on well with their fathers are also more likely to be on good terms with their own children, 53% to 44%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists wrapped up Gay Pride Month with raucous parades in multiple cities over the weekend. But major U.S. companies have been withdrawing support for gay pride events, reflecting a broader walking back of diversity and inclusion efforts amid shifting public sentiment. New York City Pride says that about 20% of its corporate sponsors have dropped or reduced support, including PepsiCo and Nissan. Organizers in San Francisco say they lost the support of five major corporate donors. SRN News. Two former presidents raising concerns over the Trump administration's gutting of the main U.S. aid agency.
Barack Obama and George W. Bush delivered video remarks to staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development and faulted Donald Trump for slashing the humanitarian agency. Obama called the dismantling inexplicable and a colossal mistake. And Bush defended PEPFAR, an AIDS and HIV prevention and care program that he signed into law that's credited with saving 25 million lives around the world. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Activewear fashion retailer Lululemon has filed a lawsuit against Costco that accuses the wholesale club operator of selling lower-priced knockoffs of some of its most popular apparel. Lululemon filed its lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. More details at srnnews.com.